weeks ago, we found what can only be described as the buriedest of buried leads, right? Which was in the Atlantic magazine, the Democrats effectively signaling that should there be a Trump victory in November, they would do their uttermost to refuse certification on January the 6th, 2025. Their rationale appears to be January 6th, 2021. They claim that it is incumbent upon the U.S. Congress to not allow a quote-unquote insurrectionist back into the Oval Office, and that therefore they will use that as a mechanism by which to block certification of results on January 6, 2025. So we started to look a little bit deeper, started to scratch beneath the surface of those claims and those conversations that were being made. And thanks to our friends at Rasmussen Reports, we actually now can also reveal this morning some polling data that we have found as a result of that like you said, emotional response to what is going on with Donald Trump and what is going on with the country at the moment. The split screens are all over the place, by the way, and it's against the backdrop of those split screens, whether you want to call them, you know, the border split screens, the State of the Union split screens, the rally split screens. This, what you're seeing on your screens at the moment, ladies and gentlemen, are the numbers that come off the back of that. And what these numbers tell us is that 57% of likely Democrat voters say they support the idea that their representative should reject certification on January 6, 2025, if there is a Trump victory. Those are not small numbers by any stretch of the imagination. Those are massive numbers. Those are concerning numbers. And Steve, those are numbers that set up January 6, 2025 to make January 6, 2021 look like a walk in the park.
So that comes to what number? What number does that come to in your calculation? Baseline, the baseline we've got right now and starting this is what?
So it's 211 seats that were carried by Donald Trump. That's more than two more than 2022. And there's 222 seats that voted to the right of President Trump's vote share. So that down ballot, right? An increase of one seat. So the median district marginally shifted towards Republicans. Young Kim is now the median, which is Trump minus 1.9. And it used to be Kilmeade in Michigan, Trump down 2%. So that's great. So that's huge, huge victory. And yeah, we pulled an article here. This is about all you see. We had, you know, sort of a great combination of a couple fronts, New York, Wisconsin, some good primary victories that keep us competitive in some of these seats. So the House, if you read that playbook article, they say, oh, there's these Republicans and Democrats. The House is really one of the big games in town because the media, Wall Street, they're all pumping this as their best shot to sort of put a check on President Trump, impeach, and halt the MAGA agenda. So it's really a knife fight in every district. It's important that the posse understand that obviously getting President Trump in there is the top priority, but this is right
up next. But hang on. They're saying something even different now. They're saying that on January 6th, they're not going to certify. And remember, the question Rasmussen asked, Alex, wasn't if President Trump cheated, if there was questions about, you know, legitimacy. They're saying if Trump won, would you support your congressman voting against certifying his election? 57% of Democrats that intend to vote said they will. So that not only do they have the ability to say, hey, we can stop his agenda, we can impeach him, which they'll do immediately, but they're saying now it could be, so it could be the full gamut. My point is, this is the single most important House election, I think, in the history of the country. I think you can make that argument that this is even more important than some of the House elections before the Civil War.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Tuesday, 12 March, year of our Lord 2024, Raheem is back. He's still going through the actual transcript of Biden's deposition and putting it up on National Pulse. Make sure you go over there, check it out. We're also going to go back to the hearing with something interesting. I will be blunt. I don't like the way I would be much more aggressive with her, but hey. It's, of course, war room always wants to be more aggressive, right? But I want to connect some dots here. We had Alex DeGrasse on, and what DeGrasse is saying is that given the fights that we've had and actually held this on the redistricting, still some fights to go, but it's not as far from as grim as Mark Elias, which is Raheem's nemesis. Because remember, Raheem outed him on the Transition Integrity Project back in July of 2020, July and August of 2020. Where they actually laid out how they were going to steal the 2020 election. Here you've got, we're actually looks like we're well positioned in the House. Now it's ours to lose and it can be lost. Okay. And of course, in these primaries, we've got to get some of these normies out and get more MAGA in there. But it's Raheem. It looks like we're in the 216 to 218 and Alex could actually argue maybe 222. And it's looking good and people are feeling confident about it, but there's still a 15 or 20 of these districts that are up for grabs. In addition, you make the point, and this is the key point. They take the House, they're going to impeach him. They're going to thwart everything he does. It's going to be a budget. It'll be a disaster if we don't take the House. We need Trump's presidency to have a Republican House and a Senate, but particularly the House, because they can start to impeach him in the House and they'll do it right away. But as you've pointed out, it's more insidious than that. They are not going to seat him and have a huge constitutional crisis right at the beginning of this thing with the new Congress. Remember, it's the new Congress that gets sworn. It gets voted in November. It gets seated the 3rd of January. They're the group that certifies the 2024 election. And you've brought up, and this is why the TikTok, I'm going to add another element to it now. TikTok is such an important fight because TikTok, as Matt Gaetz told me in July of 2022, he says, hey, we're not going to get the 35 seats. You're not going to get the 25 seats because they're going to close the gap because of Dobbs, these young women, and TikTok. He said TikTok is a – and today they're going to give a presentation at 1 o'clock, secured presentation to the House to talk about election interference by the CCP on TikTok. Just one last thing I'll add, and this is the Taylor Swift situation. I don't believe in coincidences. Her tour, which is the biggest tour, I think, in music history – stops on 20 August and doesn't pick back up until mid-November, fully available after Labor Day to do whatever. And she's pretty adamant. She got involved in the 22 midterms. And Taylor Swift with TikTok in back of it is a formidable presence. And anybody that doesn't believe that, I don't think is looking at the demographic and the power she has with that demographic. Raheem Kassam, your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, there's a lot there. I'll just pick a little bit back up there as well. You've got to read between some of these lines here. Remember, she was so slammed in getting all these tour dates jammed in, especially around the Super Bowl, that they actually say she got sick, but she kept performing afterwards. So she hasn't had a break, even though she was sick, but she will take a break on the couple of months run up right up until the election. I wonder what could be happening then. I wonder who she might be going up on stage with every couple of days. You know, we saw those. Hey, put the dots together, ladies and gentlemen. We saw the pictures of the Biden rally the other day. What were there, like eight people in line? There's about 40 foot between them in those lines. There's only one way these guys know how to juice those numbers, and that is, you know, with the celebrity factor. That's what they're going to do. It's not always going to be Taylor Swift, by the way. They're going to roll through all different people.
Hang on. Trump plays the big rooms. He's a headliner. He plays the big rooms. Biden's a lounge act. We know that from 2020 when they hit him in the basement or they come up and have the big circles. He's still a lounge act. In Atlanta the other day, Raheem, there weren't 40 people there, were there? I mean, it was embarrassing. They had all the – they said, well, it was a very exclusive event. I go, was it so exclusive? Why'd you have all the barricades out there like you were going to have thousands of people? So he can't draw, and they understand that's going to be a big psychological thing. He's going to need somebody to help draw. I'm not saying Taylor Swift's going to be on the campaign, but it's just, there are no coincidences. She's taken, I think, 30 days off of one or two breaks in the tour so far. Here, there's a big gap from 20 August until it starts back up in Canada, I think in mid-November. And between Labor Day, when the really particularly low-information voters, and I would never say that her crew would be low-information voters, but let's assume that they are. Low-information voters really get engaged after Labor Day. And you got the power of TikTok. This is why you got to get rid of TikTok. You're volatile.
And frankly, you know, at this point, let's hear her deny it. You know, because a couple of weeks ago, she was claiming, oh, you know, I'm not going to get involved in politics or whatsoever. Then she puts out this Instagram thing. I think, what was it, Super Tuesday? You think that the Democrat pollsters, with all their AI, with all of their TikTok API tools, all of this, are not in the field, are in multiple fields, asking the people who showed up on Super Tuesday, hey, were you influenced at all by Taylor Swift telling you? And they're running those numbers and they're seeing where it applies on a county-by-county basis. This is what people need to get their head in the game on. And I've got to say it this way, and don't take it as like an insult to MAGA World or the MAGA team or anything, but we are inching closer. You know, 2016 got 2020, right? We are inching closer to 2024 getting 2020 as well with this TikTok stuff and all this, because we're not seeing the wood for the trees here. This is critical. This is important. A lot of people like to joke about it, but there's also, think about this, there's also a reason that the headlines keep going up on CNN, New York Times, you name it, that says, you know, Trump isn't going to be able to do the big rallies. He can't afford to do the big rallies. He doesn't have the money for the big rallies. You know, if Biden were not planning some big celebrity huge rallies, celebrity-backed, celebrity-induced huge rallies, they wouldn't be saying that sort of thing right now. They're trying to create a split-screen moment. Remember, all of the split-screen moments over the past couple of weeks have ended up against Joe Biden's favor. They all look like trash at the border. You know, what's going on right now, by the way, what I hold in my hand, the transcript of the classified documents, this looks a lot worse, especially to the American public, in a legal sense, but especially to the American public. This is going to end up looking a lot worse than whatever they say was going on at Mar-a-Lago. Why do you think, by the way, that CNN, Caitlin Collins, has that valet from Mar-a-Lago on TV for 2 hours yesterday? I was pretty sure he was up to something.
Hold it. That was totally random. You know, it's totally a random event. It would happen on the eve of her testimony. This is why it's no coincidences. That was completely set up. You agree, sir?
It's a complete setup, and it's so obvious at this point in time. And by the way, you know, the other setup is here as well. You know, Chris Cuomo going on Tucker and saying, oh, yeah, Trump's got it in the bag. Don't worry about it. That is a voter suppression technique right there. That is designed to create complacency. And I would push back on that immediately and say, hold on a minute. You can't say that. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get people to believe that they don't have to work hard 26 hours of every single day between now and the election to make those victories happen. And it's not just, like you said, let's go full circle here. It's not just the top of the ticket that matters here. If you vote in Donald Trump as the next president of the United States and you do not have Republicans down the ticket, and you do not have a Republican Congress, then Donald Trump will not be the president of the United States after January the 6th. Get that in your heads. Get it in your friends' heads. Get it in your family members' heads. Get it in your colleagues' heads, because those are the stakes here.
Hang on. I need to hold you through the break. By the way, I was not trying to insult the Swifties. I want to go back to Ralph Reed. Ralph Reed, when he's talking about going out and signing up evangelicals that don't vote, those are low, what's called low propensity, low information voters. These are people that are really outside the political system. So he's going to turn out all the evangelicals and traditional Catholics that do vote, but he's going to try to register millions, right, and turn out a net 8 million new voters for President Trump. That is low propensity, low information. That is exactly what I'm sure they're modeling right now on the Swift situation. And they look at TikTok as the instrument to get to those folks, particularly when you take a gap from August 20th to mid-November. You put TikTok as a weapon right there. They're looking to get low propensity, low information voters to the poll. And I think this is going to be a base election plus. When I say plus, it'll be those low information, low propensity voters that you turn out. I don't think there's going to be a lot of converting people that are already pretty set in their ways. I think it's all about turnout, and it's all about turnout and registration. And that is why TikTok, which is a weapon of the Chinese Communist Party, I don't love this deal they have on the table. I would love to just take the algorithm and shut the thing down. President Trump's first proposal during his presidency was the proposal I thought was appropriate here that should be done. But this is going to be a fight over the next couple of days, and particularly in the Senate, which wants to look the other way. Short break. Raheem on the other side.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
The case we're making here is that this House race this time is something exceptional in American history because it is hardwired into the presidency, right? Normally people say, oh, down tickets, people split tickets. This is because, and Raheem's going to walk you through it, they intend not to certify Trump as president. I mean, they're open about it. They lost 9-0, and they're going to try everything they possibly can. They're going to pull every trick in the book. This is why the turbulence is not going to stop. President Trump's third victory in second term are going to take the full force of not just the deep state and the administrative state, but the global administrative state, all of it. This is why things are not going to change, and this is why I think one of the reasons that gold is at an all-time high or near its all-time high now, particularly when they see things like Biden's proposal, $7.3 trillion in spending, when they project $1.8 trillion deficit, double it, or you know, it's going to be closer to 3 than it is to 1.8. We've got to start taking the over and under on this. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon right now and talk to, of course, you get the end of the dollar empire totally free, all the installments. But most importantly, it's now time to talk to Philip Patrick and his team. So merge yourself in information over there at the site. They've got newsletter, they got emails they send out all the time. Make sure you sign up for that. But particularly, you do that too, you can get to that by just signing up for the War Room email. But make sure that you talk to Philip Patrick and the team and do it now. So, Raheem, you've tangled with Mark Elias. You're the guy that found it and dug it up in the summer of 2020, Mark Elias's plan, in which, hey, give the devil his due. He walked us through exactly how he was going to steal the 2020 election. He's the architect of it. And I think it's Bauer, the other senior lawyer over there. They walked us through exactly how they were stealing to the point they said, hey, at 11 o'clock on election day, Donald Trump is going to be winning by a landslide. But don't fear not, because 2 weeks later, Biden's going to be named the president. You got little Jamie Raskin and Mark Elias, and I realize people can't stand the sight of them or their voice. I got that. But these are quite brilliant, very tough, crafty, cunning serpents that are out there plotting every day about how to stop Donald J. Trump and how to stop the MAGA movement, Raheem Kassam.
Yeah, and let's not forget Rosa Brooks as well. You know, George Soros' former advisor that was involved in all of that in the Transition Integrity Project stuff as well. And let's also not forget that the second we rumbled them, they kind of shut down the operation and all kind of, you know, it was like throwing the light on in the kitchen at 3 a.m. and all the cockroaches, you know, scurrying under the kitchen counter is what happened, right? They were like, oh, my goodness, we didn't think anybody would put, you know, two and two together and figure out what this plan was here. And we're doing that now in real time. But the difference this time, as far as I can see it so far, is that there are about 800 different plans, right? They just do not want to put all of their eggs in one basket this time around. And look, if you are those guys where you've got all of the resources in the world, right, you can call on just about every billionaire in the United States. You can call on just about every major corporate entity. You can call on just about every single person working in downtown Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, Hollywood, Midtown Manhattan, then yeah, you do kind of throw the kitchen sink at this thing because this is an existential moment for them. They understand it. You say in the intro there, and people hear it every single day, right? The primal scream of a dying regime. Well, the regime doesn't want to be dying, right? And so they are going to put every piece of the puzzle that they can together. This is one of them, right? We're watching it unfold in real time, and I got to tell you, I think we're kind of being outplayed on this TikTok stuff. I think a lot of what we're hearing at the moment from Jeff Yass World and Club for, I remember when it was Club for No Growth, it's Club for Growth again, I guess. Club for Growth World is so utterly naive about the way that they are going to be using and leveraging these platforms to defeat Donald Trump. Listen, nobody on this planet wants to avoid a second Trump term more than the Chinese Communist Party, right? So you tell me where it makes sense to keep this thing alive, to keep this thing influential on the run-up to a U.S. presidential election. It just doesn't. And I really mean this. No amount of money, no amount of political donations in the world should make it worthwhile keeping alive on the run-up to the presidential election. But here we are, right? So reset on all of this. I want to bring people back to a critical point here. The Democrats know that, and I'm telling you, this is the phrase they're going to use. The last day to save democracy will be January 6th, 2025. That is how they'll do it. They will mobilize every single thing they have. They will have more people on Capitol Hill than January 6th, 2020.
Yeah.
And you mock my words. This is what they're building up to. A real confrontation, because a battle for Capitol Hill.
Real confrontation. And here's what we're talking about. They say that Trump's anti-democratic. They know now the way it looks, they can't beat him in the general, right? We got to work every day and crazy, but they've already, I think, acknowledged they're going to have a tough time doing that. They got a backup plan, and that backup plan is to try to squeak out a couple of these House seats, take the majority, seat it on January 3rd, and then not see Trump as president, and just say, bring it, right? We think you're an insurrectionist. We can prove you're an insurrectionist. We'll do it. And that's going to be, and going to the insurrectionists, you were the first guy to actually break the story that the New York Times and others admitted there were federal officers on January 6th. As part of this, we now have all the revelations about what Cheney and these people, what actually happened around January 6th of President Trump, both the 10,000 troops and the Secret Service agents said he never made any move to turn the car to go to Capitol Hill. And now you also have the suppression, not just by Benny Thompson, but particularly by Liz Cheney to suppress this information. Tell me how the latest revelations from Loudermilk's subcommittee influence what's going to happen here.
Well, they look, we knew it. We've known it because, under McCarthy, I was requesting all of this information. Couldn't get a damn lick of it. Right. Where are the transcripts of the depositions? Where is all the footage that you guys are relying on? You know, what Darren Beatty's been and Julie Kelly have been talking about when it comes to the pipe bomber, like all of this, what is actually should be freely available information for the American public. Remember, we're told that the Republic nearly fell. It almost fell because of two pipe bombs that were left outside the DNC and the RNC and a horned guy marching through the U.S. Senate, right? So if that's the case, let's see all of the evidence. That's all we were saying. It's all we've been saying. And now we learned that these depositions, the transcripts, the information from the Secret Service driver have been hidden. They deleted a bunch of information. And you've got to remember about this committee. This is the thing I keep saying about this committee. I think you know a few things about this, Steve. They charged people with contempt. People faced jail time for this committee and what it did. And what it did was it hid information from the American public, and it covered up the fact that Donald Trump wanted 10,000 National Guard troops and Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi said no. And they covered up the fact that there was this made-up story by Cassidy Hutchinson, you know, the latest fluffer of the regime, who said, oh, you know, Donald Trump reached into the front of the beast and started careening it towards the Capitol. Never happened. You know, they laughed at even the supposition of it. So you've got people whose lives are being ruined, and you've got to remember this about the committee as well. Who's Benny Thompson? Oh, yeah, he's the guy that was helping black Marxist militia groups in the 1960s and 1970s. You go through who actually sat on that committee. They're all extremists. They're all political extremists of one stripe or the other. Could be deep state extremists, could be black Marxist extremists, could be globalist extremists. But they all are. They're all on the peripheries, on the fringes of the American body politic. No ordinary American believes what these people believe. No ordinary American wants Liz Cheney, the keys tossed to Liz Cheney or Benny Thompson or Elaine Luria or anything like that. They are everything that they say we are. And to come back to a point on that, right? They thought January the 6th, 2021, was actually a pretty good idea. That's why they're doing it. They plan it in 2025. What they claim January 6th was, they think that's actually a pretty good idea. Here's how you know they think it was a good idea. Remember in 2016, they objected to the results. They were the ones standing up in the Congress and saying, excuse me, objection. You know, we're not trying to have this guy seated as president of the United States. So they're just running that playbook again, but they've decided like, hey, we're going to run full pelt towards it. This time we're going to run full pelt towards the objection system, full pelt towards decertifying the election, throw this country into constitutional crisis and let it play out as it will. Well, if we allow them, if you allow them, ladies and gentlemen, to allow that to play out, which is giving Democrats control of Congress, you will see a carnage in this country. It's not a threat, by the way. I'm just telling you how it's going to play out. You will see a carnage in this country like you've never seen before.
Our theory of the case is you can't have a successful Trump second term if you lose the House majority, because immediately, even before he takes the oath of office, they're going to be sitting there to try to make sure they don't certify it. Then if we power through that, they're going to impeach him. This is just going to be a fiasco. That's why we're saying the House elections this year, more than ever before in American history, are hardwired into the general presidential election, sir.
Yeah, and this brings us back to the point about the other candidates and their bases of support, right? Because I'm still seeing on a day-to-day basis, you know, legacy DeSantis people bemoaning Trump on X, you know, legacy Haley people, you know, marching around Capitol Hill, furious that they didn't get their chick as the nominee. These milquetoast so-called conservatives, the conservative Inc. crowd, the think tank scene, like all of these people who are looking at the way that this is right now and going, yeah, I'm still not sure about this guy. You know, that is firstly going to have far more of an impact down ticket than it will have at the top of the ticket. I actually think that Donald Trump is correct when he says, like, look, the number of people out there who currently want to vote for us and are signaling to us that they will vote for us is enough to win the election. That's true. That's true. Even though, you know, you have to work at it every single day. But what happens down ticket is, my fear is that the DeSimps, the Haley types, the Conningers, you know, the milquetoast middlers, is they just sort of turn around and go, I don't know, I can't be bothered, I'm not going to, yeah. And that is where the real problem might lie.
Get me to the National Pulse. Where do I go?
TheNationalPulse.com/war room. It takes a lot for us to go through these documents, these details, present this analysis. TheNationalPulse.com/war room. You're the driving force behind it.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to mypatriotsupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at mypatriotsupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, I want to go back at the beginning of the show, what Ralph Reed is talking about, because this is a base plus election. I don't think you're going to be doing a lot of converting people and making the argument getting more. I think the big numbers that are out there, one, you got to turn out, both groups got to turn out their base. Then it's going to be low propensity, low information voters that are essentially adjacent or aligned. This is why Ralph Reed's saying the mother load here is evangelical Christians and traditional Catholics are just not part of the political system. They're just not into it for their own reasons. That's the part, two part. And you go to Faith and freedomcoalition.com. And you can check out, or is it .org? And you can check out everything Ralph Reed and this team is doing. Mo and Grace, if you can get that up there correctly. So that's evangelicals and traditional Catholics that just don't participate. It's called low propensity, low information voters. Doesn't mean they're stupid. It just means they're not into politics, and so they don't watch War Room, or they don't watch news services. They don't go to Drudge. They don't go to all your favorite sites. They're not on Citizens Free Press. On the other hand, you have this other, and it proved effective in the 22 midterm, and this is what Matt Gaetz knew because he was tracking it. This is TikTok, the power of TikTok, particularly after the Dobbs decision with young women who are either not registered Democrat or independent or Democrat and just don't vote. That's the Taylor Swift, that's the Swifty of it all. And look, I don't believe in coincidences, given that tour is the most successful tour, I think, in the history of the music industry. It's been a major impact on economies all over and all types of subsidiary about merchandise and all that, branding. To take that, from August 20th to mid-November, and maybe they've booked something we just don't know about, but you would think they would already have it up to sell tickets. That's just, I don't believe in coincidences. I see that right there, and I see TikTok, and I say, hey, I saw what she did on Super Tuesday. She wasn't going to get involved in politics. Next, hey, everybody go out and participate. Everybody go out there. I'm not sure there's a lot of MAGA in that crowd. Just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. But that's, once again, low propensity, low information voters, the equivalent of the evangelicals and traditional Catholics on our side. So stay tuned. Look, Elias and Jamie Raskin, these guys are smart. They're smart, cunning people. Don't ever discount. I know you don't like their politics. You don't like them. I got that. But you got to keep an eye on them. Got to put the hairy eyeball on these guys because they are plotting. And also, was it Rosa Brooks, the other one? These are smart, tough people, and they've taken a blood oath that they're not going to allow President Trump to return to the White House. That's why we are all over these House races now as not just important because you got to take the House, right? Because it all comes out of the House. The framers looked at it as like the Commons. It all comes from the House. That's where it's closest to the people. But now it's inextricably linked to President Trump's, the success of President Trump's second term. Mike Lindell, a big day for you this Thursday. Can you tease a little bit of what we anticipate? You've been working on this nonstop with your incredible team of Kurt Olson and others. What is going to happen on Thursday? Why is that a red letter day in Mike Lindell land?
Well, we're going to the Supreme Court, everybody, with the case. And I want to clarify something, too. This goes back before the 2022 election. It started in Arizona. We were going state by state to get an injunction against these computers and these machines used in our elections. So this case, what was thrown out on standing, it gives us the opportunity, now opens the door for the Supreme Court this Thursday when we drop this case on them, and we're able to add new evidence to this case, which is huge. This evidence will be some things you had never heard about, everybody that's out there. This just came to light the last few months. So it's perfect timing in history. And I'm just so happy, Steve, finally we're going to get an open door and the Supreme Court. I'm praying that they accept this and we get another 9-0, just like we did with Colorado recently. These are common sense things that they deemed our elections, everybody, critical infrastructure. They have to protect our country. We have to have secure election platforms. We have to have that. That's we can't be like a third world country having our elections that can be hacked and everything else going on. We have to have the Supreme Court look at this and really take a look at it. And the blessing here is that when they threw it out on standing, that we're able to add new evidence to it. So even if they don't accept it, on Thursday, the whole world's going to see this new evidence, this new thing that the teams have worked very hard on for months now. And we've got to get the word out, everybody. And you can all check that out at lindellplan.com. Check it out and get involved and get educated on what is going on in your elections.
You've worked on this for years, right? And it's coming up. The power of this to me, one of the things it shows is that this happened in President Trump's term. And it shows you, even when a guy's commander in chief, even when he's chief magistrate, even when he's the senior executive in the federal government, that not just political appointees, but that, because you can always have bad apples, but that the administrative state basically runs the deal, right? And what your evidence shows is the administrative state at the state level and the administrative state at the federal level on regarding these machines. And I think it's going to have people in shock about what you guys show. And my question is always when I go through this, I said, how could people not know this? Because you guys have done a great job, but it's not like it's super inside secret sauce baseball. It was out there, just took your investigative team and whistleblowers and others to come forward and you guys be able to put it together with a great legal team. But obviously, my belief is when you see it, somebody knew about this, right? There's so many layers in the federal government. So your thoughts on the administrative state here?
Absolutely. I mean, this goes back to when Chris Krebs for CISA says it's the most secure election we ever had. And people knew, Steve. People know about this and very high up. And it's very sad. The people we need to take back our elections. And this you're exactly right. This goes far and wide. I've been immersed in this for 3 years, and it's like, that's why I never give up. I've never given up. I don't think the people have a problem if we have elections, who's elected. But when people are selected, that's a different story. And you've got to be able to trust our election platforms. That's what my fight's been for 3 years. And you're going to find out stuff. Yeah, it's very, people are going to see this and go, who knew about this? Who knew about this? And you know, I've been saying for a long time to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. You know, that comes later, I guess. But you've got all these uniparty Republicans I call them blockers. You just wonder how many of them were in on all this. And it's just, it's very disturbing. But, you know, this has all been on God's timing. And I really believe the time is now. I believe when I tried to get a case to the Supreme Court for the last 3 years, the media mocked me. Oh, Mike Lindell, his conspiracy theory and another fake lawsuit brought before the Supreme Court. Because they blocked it and blocked it. This one is going down on Thursday. You will get the whole world to see this new evidence, and it is going to be absolutely shocking. It's going to be shocking is what it's going to be. Now, the only reason it wouldn't be shocking is what? If nobody sees it. If you're sitting there and you're a Fox News watcher, you're not going to see this on Fox News. You need to stay right here on the War Room, get updated, we hope Steve, I've been hoping all week the attack media attacks me. At least then we'll be able to get the word out. But people need to spread it far and wide when this comes down on Thursday. And when you get this, it's going to be so shocking. You're going to say, how high up did it go and how wide did it go? And this evidence, by the way, evidence you've never heard of before. Yeah.
Okay. If you get standing or whatever, they take the case up. Which is not guaranteed, but they take the case up, or you get past the blockers of all the counties, states that you're trying to go, then it's the sunlit uplands. But if you don't, and let's just say, because you used to be a degenerate gambler, that you know the house odds here are against you, is there a point in time that you basically say, hey, I'll fight it later, but for this election, I'll partner with Laura Trump and the team that's now over the RNC that's saying, hey, we got to have legal ballot harvesting. We got to have early votes. You got to bank the vote. You got to do all that. Is there a point in time, if it goes against you, that you say, okay, we'll fight this one later, but for this one, we got to work together. Is there a point in time that you see that potentially happening?
No, I don't. I what I know now about early voting and ballot harvesting and all that, that's just playing right into their hand. I disagree with that. We've got, Steve, not just the Supreme Court, but we're making such headway. We just won in South Dakota last week. We have over 250 counties committed to paper ballots hand counting. We're going to keep fighting on. Now, there is vote banking. There is other things that like Turning Point and so on is doing where they're going out and you're banking the vote. That's different than ballot harvesting, everybody. There's a lot of differences there, and we can get people educated on that and what I do and don't believe in there. All I know, it's a lot harder for them to cheat by voting same day, and that's been proven. But we have plenty of time to worry about that. Because your first state votes, I think, 45 days before the 2024 election. So we have time to talk about that. Right now, I'm really believing with God all things are possible, and I believe this Supreme Court is there to protect our country. I believe they'll take a look at this, and I believe it'll be a 9-0 vote like Colorado was. I mean, when you see this, you're going to go, hey, we're there. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican on that Supreme Court. You got to protect our country. And you have to have secure elections. We can't be third world country election. This is disgusting. You just seen Argentina make a great thing this fall where one judge said, hey, we got to go to paper ballots. And they did it in 4 months. You had Taiwan protect themselves from China with a paper ballot election. Ecuador. Yeah. All these countries are coming on board. The United States has to too. We have plenty of time to get this done.
Let's talk about the audience wants to know about deals. What deals you got for us? I'm glad you're saving the country, but people want to talk deals.
Well, it's the War Room Posse that makes it possible. I just did a big event yesterday. It came from Illinois. Now I'll be going to Minnesota and other states now over the next week. And you guys make it possible at the War Room Posse. We give you the best specials. We've got the... Remember, we had a box store back out of these purchase of these percale sheets. We're overstocked. I decided we're going to put it on overstock sale. There's no middleman now. These are the percale, the new percale bed sheets. $26.98 for the queen, you guys. These were going to come out in retail $99.98. The king size were $119.98. $29.98 for the War Room Posse. This is an exclusive War Room Posse special. There's 10,000 sets left. You guys just take it, get them all, just like you did the open box special. And the open box special, this is the last day for that. You guys have bought them all. $19.99. This is the last day. Go there right now. Get the rest of these slippers for $19.99. This is the first time we ever did it. It was exclusive to the War Room, and you guys helped us out, got rid of these amazing slippers, the best slippers in history. And go to MyPillow.com. You can get those or call the number. Also, Steve, at the website, all the War Room specials are up there. You go down to you see Steve's face there. We've got the pillows that we make every day, $24.77 for queen, $29.77 for king. The towels, the six-piece towel sets we're leaving on sale, $29.98. And the robes, the bathrobes. You guys, people come up to me all the time. They say, Mike, we have the, I'd buy all your products, but we have thousands of products. And then we have the My Store. We let you use the promo code War Room over at My Store, over 1,000 entrepreneurs over there. These are USA-made products, everybody. Get there, and you can go shopping for hours and get all the savings over there with the War Room promo code. Help these entrepreneurs. They thank you every single day. And we got a new shopping thing that we're going to come out with. You go to the My Store. You can see the little shopping channel we have there. For the War Room Posse.
We're going to have, by the way, 800-873-1062. We're going to have Mike on every day, showing a little ankle on what's going to happen on Thursday. Mike Lindell, keep fighting, brother. Thursday's a big day for Team Lindell. Yeah. They're going to the Supreme Court. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Yep. Short commercial break. Back in the warm in a moment.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off. if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
This, President Biden had strong motivations. That's a key word. We're getting to motive now. President Biden had strong motivations to ignore the proper procedures for safeguarding the classified information in his notebooks. Why did he have strong motivations? Because he decided months before leaving office to write a book. That was his motive. He knew the rules. He broke them because he was writing a book. And you further say, and he began meeting with the ghostwriter while he was still vice president. There's the motive. Mr. Herr, how much did President Biden get paid for his book?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that information appears in the report.
Sure does. There's a dollar amount in there. You remember?
It may be $8 million.
$8 million. Joe Biden had 8 million reasons to break the rules. Took classified information and shared it with the guy who was writing the book. That's why he did. He knew the rules, but he broke them for $8 million in a book advance. But you know what? It wasn't just the money. Joe Biden, here's this page 231, very next page. Joe Biden, in your report, Joe Biden viewed his notebooks as an irreplaceable, contemporaneous record of the most important moments of his vice presidency. He'd written this all down for the book, for the $8 million. And the next thing you say in your report is, quote, such a record would buttress his legacy as a world leader. You know what this is? It wasn't just the money. It wasn't just $8 million. It was also his ego. Pride and money is why he knowingly violated the rules. The oldest motives in the book, pride and money. You agree with that, Mr. Herr? You wrote it in your report.
That language, and it does appear in the report, and we did identify evidence supporting those assessments.
You also had another interesting statement in your report. You said Joe Biden, I want to make sure I get this right, viewed himself as a man of presidential timber. Remember that statement, Mr. Herr?
I believe that does appear in the report, at least in the executive summary.
I think this is interesting, because here's the scary part. Page 200. I said this earlier in my opening statement. Page 200. Joe Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Mr.
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
The very guy who was helping Joe Biden get the $8 million, the $8 million Joe Biden had used, the motive for Joe Biden to disclose classified information, to retain classified information, which he definitely knew was against the law. When you get named special counsel, what's that guy do? He destroys the evidence. That's the key takeaway in my mind. That's the key takeaway.
Okay, Herr's getting hammered by both sides of why he didn't prosecute Biden for obviously crimes on classified materials. He's getting hammered by the Democrats of why he made all these comments about Biden having dementia. Laura Loomer's going to join us at 5:30. She's over there. She tracked down Herr before the hearing. She'll be here live with us. Because of this situation with credit cards, there's $1.3 trillion of credit card debt out there, and it's the average is, I don't know, 25 to 30 APR. Michael Pearson of Done With Debt. We're spending a lot of time with these folks. Remember, if you're so far behind the credit cards, you just put it into the drawer, do not fear. This is all a process, and this is why Done With Debt are the guys you need to get on your side. Michael, walk us through the process of why people should not lose sleep at night over this, why they should not. It's just a process, right? And you guys can help them cut through it. How do you do that?
Yes, it's just a process. It's super easy. You go to donewithdebt.com. Once again, donewithdebt.com. Fill out a real simple questionnaire. It's about 5-6 questions. And one of our experts will get on the phone and take you through a free consultation to just analyze where you're at with your unsecured credit card debt, unsecured loans. And we can settle those for upwards of up to 55% of what they currently owe. And we stop the interest and penalty once we submit paperwork that they hired Done With Debt and our army of experts here at the firm. If you don't want to wait for a phone call, you can always go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make sure people understand. You don't have to declare bankruptcy. You talk to the Done With Debt guys. There's a way out of this of not declaring bankruptcy. And you should only use bankruptcy as your last element if you're going to do it. You got to talk to these guys first because there's ways out of it. You can cap the interest. You can cap the penalties. They can take big discounts of this because the credit card companies are already kind of factor this into their profitability equation, their return on capital. It's just a process, but you've got to start the process. So how do they start the process? This is, I want people just to go immerse themselves in information, talk to your experts, and let the experts talk to them. What I don't want to do is just panic and not deal with it, look the other way, have these fees and penalties keep building, and think they got to go bankrupt. So where do they go, Michael?
They go to donewithdebt.com. Once again, donewithdebt.com. Fill out a simple 5-question questionnaire, and we'll give you a call right away. If y'all don't want to wait for a phone call, you can always dial the number on the screen, 888-322-1054. Once again, 888-322-1054. You're absolutely correct, Steve. They do not need to file bankruptcy, and they do not need to get one of these debt consolidation loans that are upwards of almost 30% APR right now. The national average on credit cards APR is 22.77%. That is ridiculous. Inflation is killing the nation. So please do give us a call. There is a solution. It's a simple process. Talk to the experts today. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com, or dial the number on the screen, 888-322-1054. We're here to help.
Michael, thank you. Thank you so much. It's a process. Fear not.
Absolutely.
Don't let the angst and anxiety of this get all over you. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Charlie Kirk, populist nationalism up next, followed by Posobiec. Of course, Tara Dahl, Miranda Khan. After that, it leads up to our 5 o'clock show. Laura Loomer is going to join us. They're going to do a big drill down on this explosive hearing today. Got a little heated after we jumped off it. I think, of course, Grayson Mower putting it up streaming on Getter in our Rumble page. HomeTitleLock.com. Once again, don't get worried. You can't. Don't get worried. Just go to HomeTitleLock. Costs pennies, what, a day to get the security against these combined cyber AI attack or just bad people in your environment. HomeTitleLock.com. Check it out. Immerse yourself in information. We're back here at 5. Charlie Kirk is up next on Real America's Voice. See you back in the room at 5. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late.
Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.